Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Well, the Powell Pioneers knew that they were already qualified for the state basement since they were hosting it. And after Friday's disappointing loss against the Lovell Mustangs, that like Powell may need to use that automatic qualifier to get into the state tournament. Well, the Pioneers then went on a three-game winning streak, going at 3-1 in the district and winning the district tournament with a shocking 4-3 win over the Cody Cubs yesterday. For the Pioneers, after they blew a 7-run lead against Lovell on Friday, came back on Saturday against the Riverton Raiders in a doubleheader. And for the Pioneers, scoring 3 runs in the 6th inning to help them to an 8-7 win, as Colin Queen got the win on the hill. And it was Brock Johnson picking up a save as Powell ended up out hitting that Riverton team 12-9. A lot of big hitting stars for the Pioneers, including Brock Johnson and Cade Queen, along with Colin Queen, who got 3 runs scored in the game. Then the Pioneers, playing at a doubleheader on Saturday, took on the Green River Knights, and the game was tied up at 6 apiece going into the 7th, then the 8th, then the 9th, and then in the 10th. And in the bottom of the 10th inning, after Green River had walked and hit a batter to load the bases up with nobody out, Ashton Brewer lifted a fly ball to right center field, enough to tag Colin Queen, who came in to score. And the Pioneers won that game 7-6. Jet Schwann getting the win on the hill in relief, as the Pioneers also used Cade Queen in long relief, as he kept the Pioneers in that ball game, and two of the youngsters for the Pioneers panning out in that win. So that set up yesterday's game against Cody. And for Joe Cates, a 4-year career coaching the Pioneers, he's never beaten Cody. Matter of fact, he's never won in that dugout before. And the Pioneers taking on a Cody Cubs team that had not lost to a district opponent yet this year. As Powell started off with Ashton Brewer on the hill, and he gave up a 2-run home run to Jared Grenz in the first inning as Powell trailed 2-0. But the Pioneers got a run back in the 4th inning on a Cameron Wentz RBI single. And then in the 5th inning, when Trey Stenerson came around to score on a Kobe Ostermiller RBI, and the score was tied at 2. And for Brewer, still on the hill, even though he only had one strikeout, inducing a lot of ground balls, and the Pioneer defense only committed one error in the game. And the Pioneers then saw Cody score a run with 2 outs in the 6th inning to take that 3-2 lead. But for Powell, not done, as Brock Johnson and Trey Stenerson came around to score on a Kobe Ostermiller RBI single, along with a Colin Queen sacrifice squeeze play, as the Pioneers took a 4-3 lead. For Brewer, he did hit one batter in the 7th inning, but got who else to fly out to center field? Jared Grenz to end the game, and the Pioneers win it 4-3, out hitting Cody 10-5. So the Pioneers will get ready for state tournament starting up this Saturday, where they'll meet up with the Cheyenne Hawks, and Powell goes in as a number 1 seed. We're back with more after this.